Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Pat's on Monday Night Football tonight, Keith.
You better believe it.
We were able to give you a top five on a Monday, top five all-time Giants. People loved it.
Yeah. Question I meant to ask you
earlier.
What is your all-time Monday Night Football announced team?
Ooh.
What's the one you remember? Because I have mine. It's probably similar.
Frank and Al and Dan.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get
Al
started.
Al Michaels, yeah. Frank Gifford, and Dan Dierdorf, three-man weave. That was definitely where it was.
Frank
at.
And Alan Dan to me is like, yeah, that's what I think of when I think of the Monday Night broadcasting.
Definitely.
Game. Although Buck and Aikman is a really good broadcast team.
No, they're fine.
No, they're good.
Yeah, but I was very nostalgic for Frank and Alan Dan.
Well, I think,
they're
going to
get this thing started.
The nostalgia might be Dan Dierdorf was
great.
Well,
what? It's not Tessitore and Booger?
Yeah. Show's Goat?
That's true.
And Witten? Remember
Witten?
Jason Witten?
That was rough.
Dennis Miller?
Tony
Kornheiser?
Dennis Miller was with Al. Were all those guys with Al? Al really? Al getting around.
The Al Michaels coaching tree is pretty wild. Then I remember they had Eric Dickerson do sidelines.
Yeah.
And they made fun of it on SNL. They had Tracy Morgan play Eric Dickerson on the sideline. And he was just like always distracted. And he was just like walking away. It was great.
Speaking of that, you see Rodney Harrison last night.
Yeah. Honestly, is he all right?
So I think he's fine. I saw people wondering if he had like
a stroke.
Yeah. He was on the broadcast after that.
But so if you missed it, at the beginning, it was just like the three desks, they're all on the field, and they asked Rodney something about like the Washington defense. And he just kind of like stuttered over himself, then like kind of froze, and then was like, I don't know. And then like the guy there was trying to like help him. It was like Tony Dungy, and then I forget the other guy. He was like trying to help him out.
Collinsworth's kid, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe it was, yeah. But like that was scary. Like, is everything all right?
I saw a lot of the comments thought it was a producer in his ear, maybe just like overwhelming him.
Oh,
like maybe talking to the wrong guy or
but
something.
He could have had a like slight delay too.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, but he never really got what he wanted to say out. And then he was just kind of stopping. So yeah, maybe it was. Sometimes there's somebody talking to you in your ear.
Maybe
and
it was
distracting.
An homage to Eric Dickerson. Maybe that's what
it was.
Maybe
I don't know.
That's what he was doing.
I don't know what happened. But yeah, every once in a while you see that on the sideline.
Yeah.
Especially when it's cold for some reason. Don't you feel like sideline reporters sometimes have had like really strange, like Pam Oliver had one. Todd McShay had one.
Keith, I famously was the sideline reporter at the Winter Classic.
No, I know that.
I was cold, but I did not have any. I did not have any moments like that.
That no. You had to unplug and plug back in.
No.
You were able to execute your job.
No,
okay.
I think Dave and Bob wanted to unplug me many times, but no, I don't.
I didn't see the Rodney freeze up moments.
I didn't
see the Rodney thing live. I saw that he was trending on Twitter, and I was like, oh, is he getting in the Hall of Fame?
No, same.
I thought it was a Hall of Fame thing. Hell yeah, Rodney.
Hall of Fame bad analysis moment.
And then I see these clips. I was like, oh, no.
So there you go. But to answer your question, keep Frank and Alan Dan.
Yeah, Frank and Alan Dan.
And then
the goats.
Probably Buck and Aikman.
Yeah, I guess.
I think they're probably next. Honestly, that's probably not even a hot take. We just went through some of the other Monday Night Crews. They're horrible.
Yeah, it was a bit of a rough patch. Yeah, because let me see. They got a list of like... they break it down like ABC and everything like that. Because remember, it moved channels and then it was like jumping all around. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a pain.
We're getting a bunch of these. This is old. This is before our times, Keith. So we were answering the question.
But Cosell and Gifford and Dandy Don Meredith, that's probably...
I'm sure that was a lot of people's favorites.
Probably regarded as the greatest of all time. That was before our time.
A little bit.
Text line also correcting me, and they're right. I hate to admit this. The Patriots did not get the one seed in 96. They wrapped up a bye week. They then needed Jacksonville to do their dirty work for them, go to Denver, because that team was not going to go to Denver and beat the Broncos. Then the Jaguars came here. The lights got shut off at Foxborough Stadium. An early sign that maybe Kraft wasn't going to spend to the Gills. Yeah. Probably an early sign on that. And the Pats wound up going to the Super Bowl. So apologies.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies all around. And I also should apologize for taking so long.
Oh, let's get to it.
Keys, Pats Giants.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys. It's Keefe's Keys.
All right, here we go. It's Monday Night Football. Patriots 10-2 taking on the Giants at 2-10. Pats are 7-point favorites. We have a total of 46.5. Seems like a lot of points.
Yeah.
8:15 kickoff from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Amani, the well-dressed tumor.
Is that the nickname?
A victory over the New York Giants this week will give the Patriots their 11th win of the season and their 22nd 11-win season since 1970 to extend their mark for the most 11-win seasons during that span. It's a revenge game for Giants interim head coach Mike Kafka, who was on the Patriots roster in 2013 until he was released in favor of Tim Tebow.
Good move.
The Giants are 2-5 when Jackson Dart starts this season, 0-5 when he doesn't. Stephon Diggs has 13 career touchdowns on Monday Night Football in just 15 games.
Primetime Steph Diggs,
Mr. Monday Night. The New York Football Giants are also known as the Big Blue Wrecking Crew, which got my ex-wife's attention. The 2025 Patriots defense is ranked second in the NFL to Jacksonville, allowing just 87.7 rushing yards per game. The Patriots record for fewest rushing yards allowed per game since the NFL merger is 88.6 per game in 2016.
Good defense.
According to Google AI Overview, when owner Tim Mara purchased the football team in 1925, he chose the Giants moniker to capitalize on the baseball team's existing popularity and built-in fan base. Yes, Jones, the New York Giants football team is named after the well-known New York Giants baseball team. But people were as baffled as Jones looks right now. So let me step in before his face melts like he's staring directly at the opened arc at the Covenant. The team was officially named the New York Football Giants in 1937 to differentiate it from the New York baseball team of the same name.
Thought about putting Christy Mathewson on the list, but you just couldn't. He wasn't.
According to Mother Goose, you can find wild Giants up beanstalks. Zach and his father Steve DiAsi are the only father-son pair to have won a Super Bowl with the same franchise.
Wow.
According to Google AI Overview, Giants fans go by Giants fans, the most straightforward and frequently used term. Big Blue, this is a popular nickname for the team, and fans sometimes use it to refer to themselves as well. G-Men, another common nickname for the team that fans often use for themselves. And Gints, this is an intentionally shortened version of Giants, popularized by the New York tabloids, and is also used by some fans.
Huh.
The New York Giants famously appeared in the 2005 classic Madagascar. Kinda. Alex Marty, Melman, and Gloria claim to be Giants from New York, leading the lemur population led by Julian and Maurice to cheer. All hail the New York Giants! If you're here for great player nicknames, look no further, Rockstar. The Giants have a plethora of great ones in the franchise's checkered history.
Mm.
Remember Bill the Big Tuna Parcells?
Sure.
Steven the Touchdown Maker Baker?
No.
Will the Thrill Clark?
The baseball player, sure.
Henry, the rhinoceros, Hynoski.
No.
Andre the Everything Bagel Brown?
No.
Thomas Pepper Johnson?
Sure.
Brandon the Juggernaut Jacobs?
Yeah.
Pablo Panda Sandoval?
Oh, yeah.
Eli Easy E Manning?
No.
And Eli Big Easy Manning?
Those were his nicknames?
But let me ask you this one, Hotshot.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the famous, well-known nickname of 6'6", 227-pound wide receiver Ramses Barden?
No.
King size. My ex-wife's favorite player. A win this week against the Giants will extend the Patriots' winning streak to 10 straight games.
Wow.
The Patriots have had streaks of at least 10 straight wins in the season three previous times in team history. A 12-game win streak in 2003, a 16-game win streak in 2007, and a 10-game win streak in 2015. Bill Belichick is not interested in the Giants' job, so stop asking him about it. Hunter Henry may be surprised to know that if he reaches 100 yards receiving this week against the Giants, he'll be the first Patriots tight end with back-to-back games of 100 yards since
Ben Coates.
Rob Gronkowski in 2016. We had 109 yards against Cleveland and 162 against Cincinnati.
Woo.
Kicker Andy Borregales is the fourth Patriots rookie to register 90 points in a season. He is on pace to set the team mark for a rookie and finish with 128 points.
Well, good for him. Extra game.
At 6'7", 322 pounds, some might consider Tony Boselli a giant, but not Bruce Smith, who also doesn't consider him a Hall of Famer. The Giants retired number 3 in honor of tackle and team captain Len Grant, who was killed by a lightning strike while golfing just before training camp in 1938. His number was returned to service in 1966 at the request of Pete Golagak and has since remained in use. In fact, captain and backup quarterback Russell Wilson wears it currently.
Oh, yeah, they unretired it. Good, they should do more of that.
Safety Brendan Schooler is leading the team with 12 special teams tackles, and he needs 2 special teams tackles to match his career high of 14, which he set in his rookie season of 2022. He has recorded at least 2 special teams tackles in a game 8 times in his career, including 2 games this season.
Yeah, I'll take the under tonight.
Giants legend Lawrence Taylor was a drug user during his playing days. He would pass the NFL's drug tests, however, by routinely obtaining his teammates' urine to submit his own urine samples. Speaking of LT,
yeah.
He wasn't just the ultimate jock.
Good.
He also appeared in 20 movies and shows. You may remember him as Lawrence Taylor in Any Given Sunday. Lawrence Taylor in Arliss. Lawrence Taylor in The Sopranos. Lawrence Taylor in When in Rome. And as Fury Crenshaw in Body and Soul.
I didn't catch that one. He was playing poker on The Sopranos, though. I do remember that.
Sadly, Jones, there are no Derricks in the game tonight. So if you're looking for some Derrick football, you'll have to check back in next week.
Okay.
I don't know.
Pat's in the over.
Pat's in the under. But I'm like an underkick with them recently, and they've kind of hitting the under.
There's one texter who calls me out on this. They're like, Jones, you say they're going to score 40 points every single week.
Then, maybe this is the week.
No, the exact same discussion happens every week. You go under, and I go, well, the Pats might score 40 on the road.
But I don't know. I don't. I feel like it's kind of a higher total.
I heard Kurt. Well,
is it a Jackson Dart thing?
Tell me if this influences your opinion at all. Curtis called it lock of the week, day, something like that, it will go under. So you want to fade that?
Maybe I'm back on the
you
over.
Want to fade
now.
That? You're
maybe
back on
I'm
the
suddenly
over.
Back on the over. Yeah.
All right. I got Pats though.
I think they cover the number. I could see them winning, but Giants. I guess to the whole point of the strength of schedule debate and sort of they've played some close games. You know, we had a Giants fan caller mention earlier, like, don't worry, they'll lose the game, but like it might be close. And like fourth quarter, you might be like, oh, like they're only up by 4. Like, why are they up by 4?
They've had a few. Look, the Jets game was way too close, and the Bengals game was closer than that. So they have played down to a degree. They still covered against the Jets. I got Pats covering the 7.5 and the over.
They lost by 7 last week. They lost by 7 the week before. They lost by 4, and they lost by 10. Yeah. So
that 10-point game, also known as a one-possession game.
One-score game.
Yeah.
If you do it just right.
Yeah.
You can recover the onsides.
You're like, what?
No, I think they do. But, like, this isn't one where I'm like, oh, I'm going to put all my money on them. Like, oh, what a low number. You know, like, let's see, because the Patriots definitely have had a couple of, like, the Falcons and the Bengals aren't great, And they kind of scraped by those teams. So
okay. Text line saying that LT played Shark in any given Sunday. Was he not himself?
Oh, I thought he was Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor also played Lawrence Taylor in The Waterboy. Bunch of texts about that. Did you get that one?
Yeah. I didn't include all of them. I said he was in 20 films and
oh, you didn't
shows.
Give us the full IMDb.
No.
Did I have that right? Billy, you're our Sopranos expert. He was playing poker on Sopranos, right?
He was.
Yeah. Honestly, that was way ahead of the curve. That was like the Chauncey Billups poker games. Mm. They were bringing him in as a face. He was a face card, if you will.
Hitting like Frank Sinatra Jr. was at
that
game.
Yeah, that sounds right.
No, that's a good point. He wasn't in any given Sunday. He was Shark. That's my bad. He was not Lawrence Taylor. He was Lawrence Taylor in The Waterboy, The Jamie Foxx Show, Arliss.
See now, Keith, people are planning all their bets on these facts.
Like the comebacks.
People are waiting.
My bad.
To hear all the keys, and you're giving them now.
I dropped the ball, but I had that one about him stealing urine. Maybe that was offset. Maybe those two offset.
I think those should offset.
I had that in there.
Yeah, give the man another shot.
My bad. My bad on that.
Okay.
I should know. That's a great movie.
Well, it's typically a Patriots Monday here on Mondays with bets in play. So we will talk to Hunter Henry, Christian Ellis tomorrow, but also all of our Tuesday bells and whistles. Tommy Curran at High Noon, who would not be surprised. He's not predicting it.
No.
He would not be surprised if they lost to the Giants.
He wouldn't catch him with his pants down if they lost this game.
It would.
Yeah.
My pants will be right around my ankles if they lose this game. I'll tell you that right
now.
I'll
be surprised.
I'll have to be looking for my pants if that happens.
I will be looking for my pants. I think they would. So, tiers tomorrow? Do we want to just do I think we should do teams. I think a lot's happened.
NFL teams, although the text line had a good suggestion for not just the ultimate jocks, but that's kind of timeless.
Oh, that's another one.
LT would do well on that, though, I think.
Maybe during the bye week.
Maybe during the bye week.
Maybe next week.
The ultimate jocks tiers, that's a good one. But yeah, we'll do NFL teams tomorrow.
All right.
So stay tuned for it. 617-779-7937. That's also how you dial up WEEI Afternoons. Ya got heart. Ya got Fitzy. I don't think you have Ted.
You do.
Oh,
yes.
Ted.
Ted today, not tomorrow.
Ted today, not tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, so Ted, you got him at 3. So stay tuned to WEEI Afternoons. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
With your feet on the air, your head on the ground. Try this trick and spin it. Yeah. You have a collapse, if there's nothing in it. And you'll ask yourself, where is
Grab Bag?
Where is
Grab Bag?
Where is
Grab Bag?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag!
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If we somehow made it through the whole show without mentioning the uniforms the Patriots will be wearing tonight, red jerseys, white pants, Pat Patriot throwback helmet.
Yeah. Uniform, please,
100. It was the number one seed in our thing.
I mean, it should just be. Yeah, it didn't.
It's the best.
Wait,
and there was voter fraud.
Number one seed didn't the Hartford Whaler won because these like random like spam votes or something.
Oh yeah, that's true.
We got absolutely smoked by these old Whaler fans.
Bad foreign actors, I think, is what it was. Yeah, or Russian bot farms.
But a one seed in the football division.
Yeah,
and this was one where we're like, this isn't even a hometown bias. That's just a nice looking clean jersey. Helmet. Love that helmet. The jersey's great.
You're going 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go 100.
Yeah, broke the scale.
Yeah, that's a good jersey.
So they're wearing those bad boys tonight, so we're all very excited.
I like that.
Grab bag. I gotta mention this just
that's not
because
how that song goes.
This is how it, the Jones and Keefe Survivor pool, which we started back in week one.
Yeah. Who'd you take?
Five people entered. One remains.
Uh-huh.
That one is me.
Yeah.
And I hit again. I had the Chargers.
Oh, good for
you. So 13 for 13.
Very impressive.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I don't think anybody's ever gone this far in a Survivor pool before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But stay tuned this Friday. I'll give you my week 14 pick, right, which is sure to hit.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Yeah.
Your grab bag. Bozo parlay, we did not hit, but our guest picker, Dice, from the text line and from Twitter, he did hit.
He did.
So he is back for another week.
He was the only one with a minus pick, Dice, just FYI. But he did.
Oh, good point.
He hit Rashi Rice. Yeah. You hit CeeDee Lamb. Billy hit Travis Kelce. Those hit right. Were those the first three touchdowns in that game?
Yes. Because so they were like, wow, we're kind of heavy in that Cowboys
Chiefs
game.
I started really feeling the pressure of Isaiah Likely when those touchdowns hit.
Yep.
However, Nick had George Pickens, who hurdled a man and almost scored, also got a 2-point conversion. And then Isaiah Likely got tackled going into the end zone and fumbled. So we were right on that one.
Close.
We really were on
it. 3 yards and a foot away.
And yet it turns out that we did not
not
even really come that close.
We're going to get back on that horse, though, for week 14.
Sounds good.
The updated Bozo standings. I just have to do this.
Yeah.
I'm 8-5. Jones is 7-6.
Winning record.
Nick is 6-7. Billy's 5-8. Terp was 1-10, then was kicked out. Jackson went 0-1. Dice currently 1-0.
Nice, good for him.
So that's what we're looking at.
So
right
I'm at. So Nick's actually closed the gap. Nick's at almost 500.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. He's right there.
All right, big week for us.
Uh-huh.
Give me one reason to grab back, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to grab back. Oh, and I'll turn right back around.
Yep.
Jones and Keith will leave you lonely, and they'll never change your mind.
Been three games since we were last on the show for your Boston Celtics, and it was a tough stretch, and they came out of it 2-1. They beat the Detroit Pistons, ended their winning streak at the Garden Wednesday late afternoon. They followed that up with a loss in Minnesota, but then yesterday they beat Cleveland on the road behind 42 points. From Peyton Pritchard. Jaylen Brown's also been on a wild run. Terp said he's playing like an all-NBA player. In these last handful of games, that's definitely been true. So the Celtics now, 20 games into the season, are 11-9. And tomorrow they'll be back on the court at home against the Knicks.
But we said this four-game stretch, which concludes tomorrow night against the Knicks, I'll be in the house, Bragg.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, I'll be in the house for that one.
Oh, my God.
You'll be seat upgrades?
Sitting with Greg Hill and Ninkovich?
TBD. Yeah, okay. Probably a few rows back. We said we want him to go at least 2-2 in that stretch.
Yeah, no, I feel good about this.
Already done.
This is pretty good. These are good teams.
And last night was a shorthanded win. You said Pritchard had 42.
Yeah.
Jaylen had a triple-double, although he shot like 3-for-15 or whatever it was.
Eh.
But they had to like hold off the Cavs late. You had a couple of threes from Mitchell. You had a late three from Garland. They had a chance to tie it at the buzzer because Jaylen missed a free throw. But... No, I'm pretty happy with the stretch, and they won relatively shorthanded last night.
Did you see the trash talk with Anthony Edwards and Jaylen Brown? So I think they actually like each other.
Jaylen was complaining about not getting calls. Is it that?
No. Anthony Edwards asked after the game, was talking about it. He's like, yeah, Jaylen Brown hit a shot on Edwards because Edwards like, I want to try to guard him because Brown, obviously, that was a 41-point game for Brown. He's like, let me try to guard him. And Brown hit him with a too small. And because he had like a turnaround like bank shot and he goes too small. And Anthony Edwards is like, that was just luck. He's like, that's the luckiest shot I've ever seen. And Brown goes, it's not luck, it's hard work. And he goes, yeah, show me a guy that practices a turnaround bank shot from the elbow. But Edwards is kind of laughing about it.
Tim Duncan probably.
Yeah, Tim Duncan would do that. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Have you ever shot that shot? Do you work on that shot?
Yeah. I guess he does.
Yeah.
Jones and Keefe are grabbing bags every day from 10 to 2. Twitch is such a healthy chat. Cause I'm Mr. Grab Bag.
It's also been three games since we have been on the air that the Bruins have played. They also went 2-1. Over that stretch, they beat the Islanders on Wednesday. They lost to the Rangers on Friday, and then in a shootout on Saturday, beat the Detroit Red Wings. So they're 15-12 through 27 games. Take a look at the updated standings. Not in first place, but second place behind Tampa Bay. Once again, the Bruins have played more games than everybody.
Like so,
I don't know what the schedule is with that. So they're technically in second place right now in the Atlantic Division, but. Even if they don't even play, teams like Montreal, Ottawa, Detroit have games to make up, and then they could pass them.
I think it's about time to have a Jeremy Swayman conversation, Keith.
Okay, let's have it.
So Swayman now on the year is up to 11-6, 262 goals against, .915 save percentage. Oh. So he ranks top 10 in save percentage.
I like that.
And he ranks, I think, 16th goals against. Uh-huh. 16th goals against. So look, it took a while. I thought he would have a bounce back year. I'm not saying he's justifying the contract yet, but if he keeps playing like this, he will. So it's time to start monitoring that.
Side conversation.
Yo, good.
Morgan Geeky.
Oh.
Tied for the lead in goals with Nathan McKinnon
every
at 20.
Every night McKinnon goes up one and then he ties it right back up, or McKinnon goes up two and he ties it right back up. That happens every single night.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Remember what, like...
Oh, you didn't have Geeky leading the league in goals?
No, I had that. Okay. I did not expect that. Although, like, he scored a lot of goals last year, so it's not crazy that he scored goals, but at this pace, he is 27 games into the season. Good chunk. Trending towards a 61-goal season. Remember, like, and not to pile on him, but remember, like, if Jake DeBrusk had a 20-goal season, we're like, way to go,
wow,
Jake!
Good for you,
this
Jake!
This guy might score 60.
Yeah, he's gonna have three Jake DeBrusk seasons in one.
In one.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And the world's gonna know your name.
What's your name, man? Alexander. Grab bag.
My name is Alexander.
Grab bag.
Well, the first season as a college head coach ended in a whimper for Bill Belichick as the North Carolina Tar Heels lost another in-state game, another rivalry game, if you will. And, yeah, three straight losses to Wake Forest, Duke, and NC State.
That, by the way.
None of those three teams are any good, by the way.
Not to brag, but I will. That was an easy thing to predict. Like, once they won, like, two crappy games in a row, they went two in a row or two out of three, what'd they even win?
They beat Syracuse and Stanford back-to-back.
You know who else? Well, we'll probably get to it. The other Syracuse loss.
Yeah.
But,
What do you mean?
Oh, we're not getting to BC in the grab bag?
Oh. Yeah, what do you got?
Big victory over the Cuse.
Yeah. Save Bill O'Brien's job, you think?
Well, I don't know. But no, those were easy losses to predict for Bill, who finishes, as you said, Keith, with four wins. He had as many wins as he did minutes press conference to wrap things up at USC.
Four-minute
press conference.
4 minutes.
With a lot of
Rick
snorting.
Pitino's like, that's a lot of time.
A lot of snorting at people.
Yeah, his captain spoke for like twice as long as he did talking about the season. And Bill's just on to the next season, though. Mm-hmm. Like, he's for sure going to get one.
Sure, yeah, he's locked
in. I was wrong about this. I thought they were going to go at least 6-6. I thought they were going to be like what they were last year, maybe in a tick better. Because I was like, it's like the Patriots' schedule. It's kind of funny how they kind of mirror each other. Where before the year began, you were like, maybe Clemson. Clemson wasn't even good. I think they've played one top 25 team.
They were in the Clemson game for one play.
Yeah.
Literally, the first play of the game was like, oh, they don't belong on the same field, and Clemson's not even good.
But they had that first opening drive against TCU, and it was like, oh, they're going to be good. Look out, folks. And then they got blitzed by TCU. They beat two fake teams. Then they lost four in a row, beat two more fake teams, lost three in a row. So 4-8, and not making a bowl game in college football is wild because there are 50, 60 bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, almost everybody gets to go to one, and they finished 4-8, 2-6 in the conference.
Yeah, so we're not going to do a season recap. I'm just finished with the game here. We'll do a season recap when we get done with doing it.
Oh, good. We're looking forward to that.
What do they do with him?
That'll be really fun.
He's not back, right?
No. He listened to Josina Anderson. He's got the Giants job.
It's all lined up for him.
Yep.
He's got a couple of gigs.
Tulane just opened up. He could go to North Texas.
I guess he could, but yeah, not seeing it.
You already know that I'm killing this track. Everyone knows that I'm killing this track.
The other big college news, maybe the biggest college news, would be the departure of Lane Kiffin. Now, this wasn't a big surprise necessarily, but last few weeks we kind of knew, all right, there's going to be a decision following the Egg Bowl, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. Where is he going to go? Florida wanted him. LSU wanted him. Obviously, Ole Miss wanted him to stay. And he's going to LSU. He is leaving, just like Lane Kiffin does everywhere he's ever been, pro or college. He gets a job, finds a better job. I'm curious. We haven't talked about this at all. The Ole Miss athletic department is not letting him coach anymore. Ole Miss hasn't made the playoff yet, but they probably will make the playoff. They're like 11-1. And Lane Kiffin's like, I want to coach the playoff. Like, let me coach these guys. The players want me to coach. Like, I should coach. And they're like, you're going to a rival. You're taking most of the coaching staff with you. Who knows how many players you're going to take with you? It's just a free advertisement for LSU the whole way. So maybe you can kind of tell which side I'm on. But where do you come down in Lane Kiffin versus Ole Miss?
Oh, I would let him coach the game if I were Ole Miss.
Oh, I would not.
Why?
I would tell him to pound sand.
Okay.
Because you know me, I like to hold grudges.
Who gives you a better chance to win, though? No, I don't care.
You can't have everything you want. If I'm Lane Kiffin, you can't have it all this way. I saw a lot of people making this comparison. They're like, let's say your wife left you for a guy that you know and you hate. Uh-huh. You hate this guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, your wife leaves you for this guy. He's been cheating on you, went over there, and then was like, let me just stay in the house for Christmas, and we'll do Christmas with the kids all together.
Right.
But like, I'm still with this other guy now.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, yeah, that's cool.
Go pound sand.
I would tell the person to pound sand.
I would let him coach, because I would like to actually, you know, win some playoff games and go on a run. And he's going to be, who's the guy they even named as the interim? It's not Joe Judge.
D coordinator.
To their credit, it's not Joe Judge. And that was the name had been rumored he would be the interim coach. They already named this guy, not the interim coach, the next coach.
Yeah.
No, and they're not turning it over.
I'm not letting him do it.
I would let him coach.
I also think they need to change how they do things. I know it's the Wild West.
100%.
Players are all getting paid and coaches are leaving. I never understood this. It's not like he's getting a promotion. It's like he's going to what he views as a better school.
It is a better school.
It's a better school. Same conference.
I mean, better job. You know
it's still the SEC. Ole Miss was going to pay him whatever they could pay him to keep him. But, I don't know, in college football, I feel like if you sign like a 7-year gig, like you should have that job for 7 years, and now you're getting into NIL. Maybe there's like a trade. Maybe you can like work on some sort of trade or something.
I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
But like, it's weird. It's not like it's an offensive coordinator getting a job. Like, you're not going to block him from getting a better job. Or even if like the NFL came calling, you're like, all right, you want to go to the NFL? That's what all our players are trying to do. But just to jump to another school in the conference, I don't even think that should be allowed.
There should be some sort of
something
restriction against it. Yeah. Yeah, something fine. I would let him coach because I'd want to win. How do you think he's going to be at LSU?
Probably pretty good.
I bet good.
And then where does he go from there?
Sure. Where does he go? How many jobs are better than LSU? There's not many. But
there's some.
Like Ohio State.
Yeah, like would he want to go to
the NFL probably?
Texas, Ohio State, Alabama if they get rid of their guy.
That's probably better. Just another SEC job.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Honestly.
Maybe.
Or maybe he's like, maybe I should have gone to Florida.
But he's gonna thrive. The man thrives on hate, which I do respect about him. He's gonna thrive on hate there, which I like.
And you saw that scene of him going to the plane and everybody there, like MFing him and everything else. Like when Ole Miss plays LSU next year, I can't wait to watch that.
Bloodbath.
Like in a way, like it's horrible for college football and great all wrapped up into one.
Egg Bowl first. Mississippi State. That's a big rivalry, but then the Lane Kiffin Bowl right after that.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
I just hope that Ole Miss is still good next year so they can beat LSU. Because I think for all sports, it's good to have villains. And I've kind of liked Lane Kiffin, but now that he's leaving Ole Miss in the lurch like that, like I'm rooting against him.
Did Bill put out a statement about the Ole Miss job?
He's like, guys, I don't want.
Guys,
it.
I don't even want. I
guys,
don't.
Please.
I'm not interested in
please.
The Ole Miss job. Don't give me that job. They already have somebody there. It's not me.
And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that
grab bag.
I just know it.
All right, time for our favorite segment within a segment. It's called Has Bob Ryan Tweeted?
It's been a long time since we've been on the air. My guess is definitely.
Of course he has. In other words, what memes did he respond to? What questions in big font did he respond to?
Great.
All right, what three-letter word reads the same forward and backward?
Pop.
Oh, good one.
He partial said, profanity.
He said, how about tot?
Tot.
T-O-T.
Yep. Yeah.
Watch your profanity.
Somebody, this
is T-A-U-G-H-T.
This is from, I'm going to put in quotes here because most of this is AI generated, but there's a woman calls herself Tokyo on.
I thought there was more to the name. Just Tokyo?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's wearing like a.
Yeah.
This can't be her. Maybe it is her.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, scantily clad.
You didn't finish the thought.
Scantily clad.
Yeah.
And then she writes, do you still have any of these? Thinking face emoji. And then it's to the meme that says, five things nobody has in their home anymore.
Okay.
DVDs.
No.
CDs.
Oh, actually, yes, I do.
A file cabinet.
I don't think so.
A wall calendar.
No.
Takeout menus.
Oh, yeah. Jones household has some takeout menus for sure.
Bob's response?
Yeah, all of them.
Of course. Not just of course.
Bob's like, yeah, I have my Celtics game books from the 70s.
I don't think I have a file cabinet, but I definitely have a wall calendar. We definitely have some takeout menus.
Well, you guys all were snapping up CDs when we did the CD draft. A DVD draft. You guys are taking them all home.
All right. Have you, this is another one, same person.
Uh-huh.
Have you visited.
Tokyo again.
Well, funny you say that. Have you visited 15? And there's a list of a ton of cities.
Hopefully they're U.S.
Helsinki.
No.
Zurich.
No.
Montevideo.
No.
San Jose?
Yes.
Yes.
Durban?
No.
Rio de Janeiro?
No.
Munich?
No.
Johannesburg?
No.
London?
No.
Brussels?
No.
Panama City?
No.
Osaka?
Wait, which Panama City? Osaka? No.
Where the girls are pretty. Amsterdam?
No.
Sydney?
No.
Oslo?
No.
New York?
Yes.
Berlin?
No.
Stockholm?
No.
Paris?
No.
Melbourne?
No.
Lisbon?
No.
Warsaw?
What was it? No.
Buenos Aires?
No.
Madrid?
Yes.
Toronto?
Yes.
Delhi?
No.
Busan?
No.
Mexico?
Delhi?
Dude, I don't know. Mexico City?
No.
Delhi?
Santiago? Delhi?
Santiago? No.
Dublin?
No.
Cancun?
Yes, actually.
Athens?
No.
Vienna?
No.
Tokyo?
No.
Barcelona?
I think there were 15 of these. No. I haven't been to Barcelona. You've been to Barcelona.
Have you visited 15?
Yeah.
Barcelona is one of them?
Yeah.
Los Angeles. Istanbul.
Yes. No.
Edinburgh.
No.
Rome.
No.
Copenhagen.
No.
Seoul.
No.
Auckland.
No.
Chicago.
Yes.
Hanoi.
No.
Montreal.
Yes.
Sao Paulo.
No.
Milan.
No.
Prague.
No.
You'd be happy to know Bob Ryan's been to 27.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I checked in at like 6 or 7.
World traveler.
Yeah. Which one are you? This is the same girl that has tweeted all of these. Which one are you?
Uh-huh.
Says there's two different types of people. Both have a bowl of French fries.
Nice.
One has ketchup all over the fries.
Okay.
That's person A.
Yeah.
Person B has just a little side squirt of one area of the ketchup.
B.
Bob Ryan as well.
Yeah.
Good. Also B.
Me and you, Bob.
So that's the latest in
if
Bob
we ever
Ryan.
If he ever came in for a Shaughnessy show, he used to call in routinely on the show.
Oh,
the
no
old,
doubt. No
the
doubt.
Old Dan Shaughnessy show.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
we
yeah,
would
yeah.
eat fries the same way, yes.
Yeah, you guys are the same.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jones, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night,
sure.
Shall we?
Yes.
All right. Was it Austin Reeves?
Maybe.
33 points, 5 boards, 8 assists. Was it Luka Doncic? 34 points, 12 boards, 7 assists.
7!
Peyton Pritchard.
Wow.
One off a career high. He had 42 points.
Probably.
Was it Jalen Johnson?
Ooh, actually.
41 points, 14 boards, 7 assists.
7!
Or was it Denny Avdija? Avdija. 31, 19, and 10. Yikes.
I think you got to go Pritchard. 42, give it to him. They won.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's.
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
Okay, Jones, Billy, Nick, and all the listeners out there, we have a former middle infielder.
Oh, it's not a football player. For the Pats game. No, it's a baseball player. Yeah, okay. Middle infielder.
That's Thursday. Yeah. That's Thursday. No, that's Thursday night football.
Just checking.
Middle infielder won a gold glove with Colorado. He was also 11th in the rookie of the year. Cup of coffee 1996. Hung up the spikes after the 2007 season. He would not really hit you a home run. He hit you a triple.
No good.
Led the league in triples when you were 11. also hit 12 home runs that year.
I'm sorry. He started in Colorado and won his gold glove in Colorado?
Oh, yeah.
And it's probably not Walt Weiss because we've had him.
It's
Walt
not.
Weiss?
Well, it doesn't mean. We may have had this guy, too.
Okay.
Not Walt Weiss.
Not Walt Weiss.
Shortstop.
Shortstop, second baseman.
Started in Colorado.
Oh. He could flash the
light. And second baseman.
$20.9 million, which is
how
all
many,
his.
How many swipes did you save? No swipes? Triples.
Not a big swipe guy.
Eric Young.
He had 13 steals one year. That's a high. No. 12 home runs is a high. 11 swipes. 267 career hitter.
Wait, did he only play in Colorado? All you said was Colorado.
Oh, sorry. Cubs, Giants, Royals, Tigers. Ended his career famously with the Tigers.
Got it.
11th in the Rookie of the Year in 97. Behind guys like Tony Womack.
I don't know.
No. I was looking for an Arcan right, so text.
Maybe
I didn't get
this guy before. I'm passing. I'm looking at the text line, though. That's a good question on the text line. Was that San Jose, Costa Rica, not California? Probably. I've been to San Jose, California, not Costa Rica.
Oh, probably not. Yeah.
Is it Mike Lansing?
No, it's not.
Is it Kaz Matsui?
No, it's not.
We definitely had Kaz Matsui.
It's not Kaz Matsui.
Let's see. It's not Troy Tulowitzki. I don't know. Who is
it? Look within yourself. The guy played 162 games in 98 and 2000. You just get out there and play.
Look within yourself? His name was Jones?
Nafi Perez.
Wait. We have had Nafi Perez.
Oh, not, you didn't get him this time.
Double stumper.
That should have been a clue.
A double stumper on Nafi Perez.
Yeah, Nafi Perez.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Text line got it ultimately. They got there.
He got it.
Not Wampier.
Did he go?
Royce Clayton we've also had.
We've had Royce Clayton.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure about Nafi, but.
No, we had him.
Well.
didn't leave enough of a mark to remember him.
Yes, not.
But we had him. Okay.
Random Welcome ball to the two-timers club, Nafi.
Random ball player. Every day, except for Thursdays, of course, when we do our
football.
Random football player in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. I got Fitzy and Ted today. Plus, we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back here on Jones and Keith WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And with the Giants in town, we were talking about, we did our top five Giants of all time. One name that didn't make our list that probably should have is maybe the original Giant, Robert Wadlow.
The Giant you missed, the biggest Giant that ever walked the earth, Robert Wadlow, the tallest man that ever lived, 8'11".
Oh, is this the guy in the Guinness Book of World Records, LJ?
Yes. I memorized that book as a kid.
I am familiar with that guy.
8'11"?
Yeah, I don't believe if I remember.
He was known as the Alton Giant and the Giant of Illinois, Robert Wadlow.
Yeah, if I'm familiar with this individual, I don't think he lived the longest life. But short life. I think he's...
Like a big dog.
He's up there looking down on everyone up in the sky.
He always was.
Yeah.
He always was looking down on everyone.
What's his name again?
Robert Wadlow, 8'11", did die at the young age of 22.
Yeah, well,
I don't know what it was.
A lot of years of height shaming in there, though, I imagine. He was really making fun of everybody else, I would think. I don't know who got the last laugh, but he was doing that for a while.
Taylor.
He was 6 feet tall when he was 8 years old.
What?
1 week later.
Even if they have a 20-point lead with five minutes left in the game, the Patriots are going to pull it out. So.
It ended up being a positive Patriots. I see where he was going.
Honestly thought he was going to have another giant we missed.
That's what I thought.
I thought that's what it was.
It said top five, right? On
those are giant
play.
Takes. What about the gentle giant?
Who was that now?
Also Robert Wadlow. He had many nicknames.
Oh, what else?
Yeah.
What else did he have?
Short life. They also called him the tallest man who ever lived. The gentleman giant. Yeah. The boy giant. The giant of Illinois and the Alton giant because he went to Alton High School.
Of course. Went to Alton High School.
Robert Wadlow.
Mm-hmm.
Good pull by that caller. That was great.
That is the our top five giants. That is the clip du jour. Each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can celebrate the season at the Nines with their delicious holiday menu specials like the creamy lobster carbonara or the baked stuffed shrimp and lobster combo. You gotta love the Nines.
Last thing on Wadlow.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what his shoe size was?
I have that.
15.
No. 15? 26.
37.
Jesus. 37?
37. This guy's like 9 feet tall. Yeah,
how do you get a 37?
I don't know. Again, somebody got to make the special.
Yeah.
The huge ones were always super cheap.
They had the best
stuff. That was all that was available.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You feel a little vindicated over there. He lived a real short life, only 22 years at 8'11". You feel a little... Like a little win for the short people out there.
I mean, yeah. I'm not going to celebrate a large man's death.
Thank you.
It was a while ago. People take a lot of pot shots at my height, but clearly the blood gets through my body a little quicker and faster.
Moving
and
correctly.
Yeah, that's true.
Sick brag, bro.
What's on the program today? Not a Patriots Monday.
No, it's a rare pregame show, essentially, for Patriots Giants. What worries you about this game? Jackson Dart versus Drake May. Two guys that we'll see how young quarterbacks play in the 20s. You see, about fourth quarter could be about 22 degrees.
Ooh, going to be chilly out there.
A little chilly.
Borgalis says anything under 72 is cold.
Yeah, well, this is about 50 degrees under 72.
All right, well.
So we'll see how he deals with that. We do have Ted Johnson in the house today.
All right.
A rare Monday show for Ted Johnson as we build up to this game. 4:30, we'll talk to Brian Hoyer. One of the things we'll probably talk about with him is the cold and adjusting.
Oh, Monday Hoyer.
Yeah, a little Monday Hoyer to talk about the game. We'll probably at some point, I think maybe 3-point stance, get into this Lane Kiffin thing. A lot of villains. Does anybody look good in this?
No.
No, like literally nobody. NCAA, the calendar.
Whose
everybody
side are you
everything.
On?
LSU comes out looking fine. No.
Would you? Yeah, but they're LSU, so they always look like crap.
Would you let him coach?
No.
Me neither.
No,
yeah,
no.
Jones
Hell
would.
No.
No, definitely
you
not.
Would? Is that what you said?
Jones
yeah.
would. I'm trying to win. You're going to lose with this.
How do you know he's trying to win?
Okay, but like I
he works for a different school.
Yeah,
you
have a better Parcells against the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you have a better chance with him. I don't know. Parcells had one foot out the door and got him to a Super Bowl at least. Yes.
Joe Judge is going to get it done. They doubled his salary.
Not,
he's more motivated.
It's not Joe Judge.
No, but he's the
OC.
It's
the D coordinator. But right.
So Joe Judge, we know he can run an offense, obviously. We've seen it at the NFL level.
Yeah.
Joe Judge will get it done. No, it's a mess. It's an absolute
disaster.
And even Lane Kiffin, you see the interview with Marty Smith on like the edge of the tarmac. Mac, he looked like a ghost. He was like shook, didn't know what to do.
I don't know what he thought the reaction would be.
Yeah, you thought it'd be good?
This played out exactly how I thought it would.
Plus, also for him, he's been through this 10 different times.
And you have $100 million in the bank.
And if you're LSU,
enjoy it.
If
go LSU, double birds to the world.
If you're LSU, you're like, he'll be here a long time.
No.
Or like, you can't be.
No. Neither side should think they're there for a long time. They should know each other and go into this eyes wide open.
They won a title with Ogeron. They fired him like a year later.
So Kiffin will be fired before the end of that contract.
That's probably fair.
Likelihood. Visor guy, though.
Yes, what was it again?
Visor guy.
Big visor guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I want to
stock up on visor guys now.
Go Tigers.
Do I want to claim him?
Ooh, that'd be a good tiers. Good tiers, visor guys.
Visor guys.
Yeah, tier off visor guys.
McDaniels, Chip Kelly,
Andy
Hart. That's kind of the
you
list.
Need someone I mean, on the bottom tier. That's true. Yeah, that's
just because I can't climb to the top tier.
Okay, WEEI afternoons. Y'all got Hart. Y'all got Fitzy. Even Ted today on a Monday. Plus Brian Hoyer. Stay tuned for it. We are back tomorrow. Patriots Monday on a Tuesday. Plus tears, Curran, madness. Talk to you tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.